BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A Mexican Navy ship has crashed into the Brooklyn Bridge, killing at least two crew members. This man was nearby.
We heard like this wood crunch, which we then stood up and looked at the bridge and we saw what happened, which was just horrifying.
Vice President Vance and Secretary of State Rubio have been meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky in Rome, where they all attended the Pope's inaugural mass. President Trump posting on Truth Social, warning against Walmart raising prices. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Walmart should stop trying to blame tariffs as the reason. He then added the retailer and China should eat the tariffs.
One person has been killed in an explosion outside a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California.
The clinic confirms no staff members were injured in Saturday's blast, and their lab, including all eggs, embryos, and reproductive materials, remains secure and undamaged.
CBS's Christian Benavides, CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and data shows Wisconsin kids are in crisis. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The report from the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health shows the numbers have increased dramatically over the past 10 years. While rates of anxiety, depression, self-harm, and suicidal thoughts went up across the board, girls saw an overall higher increase. Wisconsin boys, however, are 2 to 4 times more likely to die by suicide than girls, according to the report. Amy Marsman says these trends are worse for LGBTQ plus students and students of color.
They feel less connected to their school and less likely to report that they feel they belong at their school. So we know that there are target populations that we should really focus on.
Marsman says teens are also getting less sleep than ever before, which is foundational to their mental health. More than 20% of teens reported self-harm and nearly 25% of girls reported seriously considering suicide, according to the report. Marsman says factors like rising food insecurity, particularly among students of color, also play a significant role. She says additional support during the pandemic helped to eliminate food insecurity gaps, but now Black kids in Wisconsin are 5 times more likely to be hungry than white kids.
Some of these everyday situations really impact youth mental health, whether you're getting enough sleep, whether you are getting enough to eat, whether there's financial stability in your household. All of those are factors, and they are disproportionately impacting kids of color.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Another challenging year for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports College Football. A report out this weekend says the Wisconsin Badgers will be lucky to finish 500 this season. Last year they went 5-7, and this year's schedule, not any easier. Alabama, Michigan, Ohio State, and an improved Indiana program. Most odds makers have the Wisconsin Badgers with another 5-7 record this fall. Baseball. The Brewers losing to the Twins last night, 7-0. Milwaukee with just 3 hits. The Twins have won 13 in a row and haven't allowed a scored run in 33 innings, a new franchise record. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's kind of indicative of how much they care, to be quite honest with you. I know people might not understand that. They care a great deal. They want to get it right. We also, guys, we faced a really good pitcher who was really good tonight.
The Twins' Pablo Lopez allowing just 2 hits in 6 innings. That series wrapping up today. From AmFam Field with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our skies will clear out a bit today as a northeast wind develops. That cool breeze off the lake means highs in the middle 50s. Overnight, partly cloudy skies. Northeast winds continue with morning lows in the lower 40s. Clouds in lower 50s for your Monday. Right now, it's 55.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufort, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or racineriverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Music of the Stars. Morning on this morning in May. Civic Media Radio Network, welcome Wausau. WXCO 1230 98.9 to the music of the stars. Celebrity vocals. Next up, Vincent Price. I'm your host, Lou Verganian. The Heart of America in song. And in prose and poetry, Joyce Kilmer wrote this. It's got a school name for him in Milwaukee. Good old Milwaukee schools, I always say.
I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast. A tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair. Upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree.
Alice, look at me. Whom do you see?
You, love.
That's right. I've told you, Alice, that I have with you exactly the kind of life I want. And damn it all, my sweetheart, come hell or high water, let's keep it that way. When April's dreams are over and all her songs are sung, when the years are old and the hills are old and only our hearts are are young, then every sweet small wonder will still more wondrous be in the brave new light of a world grown bright under the sunset tree. Under the sunset tree, let youth have its apple blossoms fair on the bough above, but not so fair as the fruit we share in the harvest time of love. Spring is a young man's fancy in a world that is fancy free. But to know the grace of a warm embrace when the heart is folly free is to know why that bold leaf turns to gold under the sunset tree. Under the sunset tree.
Let youth have its apple blossoms fair on the bough above, but not so fair as the fruit we share in the heart.
Is a young man's fancy in a world that is fancy free.
But to know the grace of a warm embrace when the heart is fully free
is to know why that bold leaf turns to gold under the sunset tree.
Under the sunset tree.
Under the sunset tree.
Patricia Rutledge and Boris Karloff is next. Vincent Price, of course. Boris, sure. He was Captain Hook, you know. Leonard Bernstein wrote that part.
You gotta stay one step ahead. Stay one step ahead. Tune in to what's happening, boy, and stay one step ahead.
When they tell you, read page one, read three more, you'll find that the very next day when you are done, the group is way behind.
You gotta stay one step ahead. Stay one step ahead. Tune in to what's happening, boy, and stay one step ahead.
Why not keep it to yourself? Stay away from the pack. When you're ready to fly, they'll start to cry and wish they had the knack.
You gotta stay one step ahead. Stay one step ahead.
Little ahead, or some other bright guy will steal the pie. Come on, boy, use your head.
You gotta stay one step ahead. Stay one step ahead. And if what's happening, boy, and stay one step ahead.
Keep your head out of the sand. Pick the apple that's ripe, for the very next day it's gonna fall in someone else's hand.
You gotta stay one step ahead. Stay one step ahead.
music of the stars, Marilyn May. How now, Dow Jones?
Will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way? Here's where we separate the notes from the noise, the men from the boys, the rose from the poison. Step to the rear and let a winner lead the way. Here's where we separate the duck from the quack, the ace from the pack, the pip from the Macintoshes. Back in the group, I came up with a scoop. This was the time to rise and say, I've got in my eye such a jubilee.
Clown with his pants falling down, or the dance that's a dream of romance, or the scene where the villain is mean, that's entertaining. The lights on the lady in tights, or the bride with the guy on the side, or the ball where she gives him her all, that's entertainment. The plot can be hot, simply teeming with sex. A gay divorcee who is after her ex. It can be Oedipus Rex, where a champ kills his father and causes a lot of bother. The clerk who is thrown out of work by the boss, who is thrown for a loss by the skirt, who is doing him dirt. The world is the stage. The stage is a world of entertainment. The doubt while the jury is out, or the thrill when they're reading the will, or the chase for the man with the face, that's entertainment. The dame who is known as the flame of the king of an underground ring, he's an ape who won't let her escape. That's entertainment. It might be a fight like you see on the screen, a swain getting slain for the love of a queen, some great Shakespearean scene where the ghost and the prince meet and everyone ends in mincemeat. The gag may be waving the flag that began with the Mr. Cohan hip hooray. The American way, the world is a stage. The stage is a world of entertainment. Hooray for showbiz!
Just an entertainer.
Well, what do you think I am? What do you think they are? What do you think the theater is? It's all entertainment. Believe me, there is no difference between the magic rhythms of Bill Robinson's immortal feet.
You said that before.
All right, all right. Well, what did Bill Robinson do? He danced on the stairs, didn't he? Now, I happen to play Oedipus the King on the same stairs. What's the difference? We're all theater. Show me the greatest tragic actor or the lowest red-nosed comic in burlesque, and I'll show you an entertainer. We're all
Everything that happens in life
can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go. The clown with his pants falling down, or the dance that's a dream of romance, or the scene where the villain is mean, that's entertainment.
The lights on the lady in tights,
or the bride with the guy on the side,
or the ball where she gives him her all, that's entertainment.
The plot can be hot, simply teeming with sex.
A gay divorcee who is after her ex.
It could be Oedipus Rex,
where a chap kills his father and causes a lot of bother.
The clerk who is thrown out of work
by the boss who was thrown for a loss.
By the skirt who is doing him dirt.
The world is a stage, the stage is a world of entertainment. Reading the will or the chase for the man with the face. That's entertainment.
The dame who is known as the flame
of the king of an underworld ring.
He's an ape who won't let her escape.
That's entertainment. It might be a fight like you see on the screen, a swain getting slain for the love of the queen. Some great Shakespearean scene where a ghost and a prince meet and everyone ends in mincemeat. The gang may be waving the flag that began with a mystical hand. Hip hooray, the American way. The world is a stage, the stage is a world of entertainment.
Say, that is Oscar Levant and Fred Astaire, Nanette Fabre, and Jack Buchanan. It's the music of the stars.
Thank you.
John Williams and Irving Berlin right now.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything that traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low, even with a turkey that you know will fold. You may be stranded out in the cold, still you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. Let's go on with the show. The butcher, the baker, the grocer, the clerk are secretly unhappy men because the butcher, the baker, the grocer, the clerk get paid for what they do but no applause. They gladly bid their dreary jobs goodbye for anything theatrical and wise. There's no business like show business, and I tell you it's so. Traveling through the country is so thrilling, standing out in front on opening nights, smiling as you watch the theater filling, and there's your billing out there in lights. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Angels come from everywhere with lots of jack, and when you people, they smile when they are low. Angels come from everywhere with lots of jack, and when you lose it, there's no attack. Where could you get money that you don't give back? Let's go on with the show.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
You get word before the show has started that your favorite uncle died at dawn. Top of that, your pa and ma have parted. You're brokenhearted, but you go on.
There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low.
Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they've hung a star.
Let's go on with the show.
I grew up with you, listened to your music, high school and so forth. It just occurred to me, crazy thought this afternoon, when you're in a romantic mood and you're trying to make out, whose records do you put on? I spent a lot of nice evenings listening to your music, and I just wonder, I said, I wonder who Frank listens to.
Do I play Jerry Fail or some of those?
Interesting concept.
Yes, it is. But you know. I can answer that by telling you that in those lovely moments, I play Daphnis and Chloe, or the Sunken Cathedral, the Engulfed Cathedral, that kind of classy jazz.
High class stuff.
I don't fool around with all that other stuff. Because...
Hey, look, I know you're going to do another number with the band, because I know you got a recording session tonight, and really, on behalf...
Don Rickles walks in.
Gee, you look good, Don.
Well, that's it for me.
Why don't you guys get with the band?
Hey, Frank, it's good to see you. I just was hanging around in the hall, and I said, Frank Sinatra's here. I've never met him, you know. And I get the chill.
You'll excuse us, won't you?
Certainly, certainly.
Marco Mangananzo was hurt. Ooh.
Marco Mangananzo?
Fambino Bombazzo. 2 bullets in the head Thursday.
Here's Don Rickles, his last appearance.
I'll trade you laughter for love. I'll trade you one for the other. Laughter for love. What can you lose? Some madness from earth. And for whatever it's worth, whether you like it or not, I'll give you all that I've got. I'll trade you sunlight for gold. One shines as bright as the other. Love is pure gold, and laughter the sun. That it's true. I love to do what I do, to share this laughter I give, for just a little love from.
Don Rickles, right at the end of his life. Frank Sinatra mentioned the Engulfed Cathedral, one of his favorites. This was used in John Carpenter's Escape from New York. And John Carpenter wrote this. Here's the Engulfed Cathedral. Thank you. a lot of stories connected with the sea. Claude Debussy wrote that. It's a long ago vanished city in France, which was taken over by the sea, engulfed. And sometime, the legend says, it rises occasionally, only on clear days. The story is the city of Ys, built on reclaimed land, protected by a great barrier to keep the ocean away. And there was a locked opening that was unlocked once to permit the boats to come in at low tide. Sounds safe. The princess gets the key from her father and opens the dike one evening, and the city and the cathedral is inundated. The stars. Welcome, everybody. Waukesha, Milwaukee, WAUK, 540, 101.1.
It's a time for joy, a time for tears, a time we'll treasure through the day. At the senior prom, we danced till three, and then you gave your heart to me. We'll remember always graduation. Far behind, no matter what.
as May was. Graduation day. We'll remember always graduation
Graduation Day is called commencement, and properly so, because it is both a recognition of completion and a beginning. And I would like seriously to talk to you about this new phase, the society in which you're now going to take your place as full-time participants. You're no longer observers. You'll be called upon to make decisions and express your views on global events, because those events will affect your lives. I'll try not to belabor you with some of the standard rhetoric that is beloved of graduation speakers. For example, I'm not going to tell you that you know more today than you've ever known before or than you will ever know again. The other standby is, when I was 14, I didn't think my father knew anything. By the time I was 21, I was amazed at how much the old gentleman had learned in 7 years. And then, of course, the traditional and the standby is that a university like this is a storehouse of knowledge, because the freshmen bring so much in and the seniors take so little away.
January The quiet walks, the noisy fun, the ballroom prize we almost won.
Every one of you graduates can be proud. You finished one of the most important tasks of your life, that of getting a high school education. And now you have before you great opportunities, and with them, a great adventure. The adventure of helping to take America into the 21st century. As America approaches the 21st century, the adventure may take you around the world and even perhaps to the moon, the planets, and the stars. This century, the 20th, the world has seen that when free peoples have courage, vision, and determination, there is no limit to the good that they can do. If it's true that tradition is the glue holding civilization together, then Eureka has made its contribution to that effort. Yes, it is a small college in a small community. It's no impersonal assembly line diploma mill. As the years pass, if you have let yourselves absorb the spirit and tradition of this place, you'll find the 4 years you've spent here living in your memory as a rich and important part of your life.
Were playing cops and robbers. I was buying lollipops for two. Ever since I can remember, I've been in love with you. When the guys were choosing sites for baseball, I was dreaming of two eyes of blue.
Was not just a childhood romance. Now the dreams we spun for fun as schoolmates, every day another one comes true. Ever since I can remember, I've been in love with you. Then to junior high, the time flew by until the senior dance. Was not just a childhood romance. Now the dreams we spun for fun as schoolmates, every day another one comes true. Ever since I can remember, somehow I always knew
I'd never.
Ties. The music of the stars.
It's a time for joy, a time for tears, a time we'll treasure through the years. We'll remember always graduation the senior prom. We danced till three, and then you gave your heart to me. We'll remember always graduation day. Though we
Music of the Stars. Stand by for news. I will be right back for two more hours of the Music of the Star across the world at civicmedia.us.
RJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The NTSB is looking into why a Mexican tall ship hit the Brooklyn Bridge last night. CBS New York's Zinnia Maldonado tells us the two people were killed by debris from the masts that were too tall to make it under the bridge.
Mayor Eric Adams telling us that 19 people were injured. Two of those remain in critical condition this morning.
Law enforcement sources tell CBS News investigators have identified a suspect in yesterday's bombing of a fertility clinic in Palm Springs. One person was killed, five hurt. And from Attorney General Pam Bondi,
we are working to learn more, but let me be clear. The Trump administration understands that women and mothers are the heartbeat of America. Violence against a fertility clinic is unforgivable.
CBS's Christian Benavides. At the Vatican, Leo XIV has officially been installed as Pope and has celebrated his first Mass. The Vatican says he'll meet with Ukraine's President Zelensky this afternoon. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.